Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially phased by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode.
Assalamu alaikum, hello and welcome. I'm Rushan Isaacs, the host of Cover Mode. Another interesting three-part series ahead, and that's with Mariam Jakut Harris of Cooked Inc. And we know we had such a fun time last time we had it in studio in our last season. And of course, we're going to miss Shanaz Moores of Happy Confident Me. And with that, we concentrated more on the emotional well-being, and you know, beauty starts from within. And she helped us on that journey in just getting through or helping that whole emotional well-being, assisting us with being at our top performance or feeling the best that we can. Today, we're actually dealing with the inside out in terms of skin and your health and how you can glow, I guess, from inside out, but more about the foods that we put into our body that affects or benefits what we look like or how our skin is on the outside. Joining me in studio, Mariam Jakut Harris. Assalamu alaikum, Mariam.
Wa alaikum salam, Rishan, and all the listeners. It's nice to be back again.
It is. You know, I have had a different relationship with potatoes since we last spoke. I love potatoes.
Are you including the skin?
I do like it, but I actually used to have it with the skin, yeah, when I stayed at my mom's house. I haven't actually included it with skin, so I'm supposed to include it with the,
yes,
skin.
Okay, because all your fiber, you know, we lack that fiber.
Oh, yes. I've had, you know, my mommy always told me that I used to, which is probably why I don't eat onions as much now. I used to take, because you know, the vegetable basket is always the size,
yes,
when you,
yes,
when you,
yes,
swallow the vegetable, yes, basket is about as far as you can reach. And I used to eat raw onions.
Oh,
I don't ask me how, but I mean, I won't eat them now.
You must have had the best smelling breath.
I guess there wasn't much for socializing back then. But today we're really talking about the benefits of homemade products,
yes,
or things that you find in your fridge or in your garden or in the marketplaces,
yeah,
like your vegetable and fruit markets, and how these can control how we start to take control over what goes into,
yes,
our body. And there are so many wonderful ingredients. If only we knew what they can do for us.
Correct.
And that's really where you come into the picture, because I only know what they can do when I make them and put them together and put them on my skin, like, you know, cucumbers and tea bags and all. But in terms of taking things in,
yeah,
we don't quite know
what
is for what.
Yes. So if you want a glowing skin, so everybody will walk around and tell me, oh, your skin is so nice, it's so nice and fresh and things, what are you wearing? And usually the answer is only my sunblock.
I must say, you are really glowing today.
No need for contouring or glow when you glow from within. But like I said before, it's an holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just do the one without the other.
Right.
So you need to start eating healthy, the balanced diet like we spoke the last time. You need to drink your water and you need to do some exercise.
It's a whole
balance thing. But when it comes to skin, you want to cut out the things which cause inflammation. So foods that cause inflammation are things like the obvious culprits, which is dairy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if children have eczema and things like that, they say cut out the dairy, cut out the eggs and things, and see how your skin reacts. Does it become inflamed again or not? Also start with the easiest thing. Drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Because you can see sometimes people that don't drink water, their skin is dry, it's flaky, it's all tight. So drink your 2 liters of water a day. Then you start with your eating. Cut out all the processed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because your body, like we spoke the last time, it's like a Lego, little Lego man.
Yeah.
So you need the building blocks to be able to build new skin, new hair, new organs, all of that. So if you're going to be putting junk in, you're going to be getting junk out.
That's why you look so junk.
Exactly. Junk in, junk out. So start by eating healthy. Cut out the refined things. Cut out your whites. Mm-hmm. By whites, I don't mean white rice. I have nothing against like basmati rice and things like that.
They're so good with stuff, you know, with your food, with your curries and your...
There's nothing wrong with it, but again, in moderation. Mm-hmm. When I speak about white things, I'm speaking about your white flours, your white pastas and things like that. Cut out those things. Check what is causing the inflammation. Mm-hmm. Like my husband, he has rosacea, which is on and off. Yeah. And he loves cool drinks. So he will sneak a can into the house or he'll have it at work. But then I can see on his face, I'm like, why is your skin looking like that again? And then it's like, yes, you're getting on the drink size. And it's like,
I'm definitely going to catch you.
So check what it is. Start by eliminating foods and then adding in all the good things. Mm-hmm. So you know what's my go-to vegetable, green vegetable?
Spinach.
There we go. So that spinach is, why is it good for you? So any dark green vegetable, dark green leaf vegetable, so it's spinach, your kale, your broccoli leaves, your beet leaves. Don't chuck those beetroot leaves away. Those can also be used.
Okay. But buy nice and leaves.
Yes.
Okay.
Buy nice and fresh produce. So your leaves, you'll still see the red bits on there and things like that. Add that into your smoothie as well. So why are dark green veggies so good for you? They have something in there called lutein. I don't want to get too technical, but all of these things lead to collagen production.
Ooh, yes. Okay. And we say that again.
We know how we love that collagen production. Okay, so they have this antioxidant in there called lutein. And this antioxidant fights off the free radicals in our body. So you always see on these expensive creams and products and things like that that you're getting, you go and look and it's 500, 600, 1,000 rand for these products, these shelf products. We're all desperate and we all go to that counter and we're like, oh no, our skin is flaring up, our skin is this, our skin is flaky.
And we go to the wrong counters instead of our own counters.
Instead of going to our vegetable counter, and like I say, food cures everything. It's for everything.
Yeah.
So now you'll see on the on your products, you'll see vitamin C boost, you'll see vitamin A boost, you'll see retinol, you'll see, I don't know how to pronounce that name, hyaluronic acid, that right?
You should know. It sounds right. I can see the word in front of me.
Do you see it? I see it.
Please, for years I've been calling echinacea echinacea. And my husband, he's like, what? I've been using echinacea. He's like, what? Because he's a doctor and he knows. I was like, Echinacea.
Okay, yes, that. Okay, so all of those things, you see it on the products, beauty products. So now you come and you buy it and you're putting it on topically, which can help. But we want to go to the root of where it all starts. And it starts from the inside because you are building new skin on a daily basis. So if you're going to give your body the proper building blocks to build that skin, you're going to come out with nicer looking skin, fresher, stronger, more resilient skin as well. So, you know, I do boot camp.
So you're saying, you do a lot of things. Boot camp, weightlifting.
So I meet a lot of people on this journey. And there's lots of people that will, when they start off, like, how can you eat this green stuff, Mariam? How? But if you see those people that started out like 3 months ago and they started including the green stuff and they started cutting out all the junk that they used to eat, you must see their complexion is the first thing.
That is so true.
They're not, you know how some people have a gray?
Yes. Yeah, almost bland.
Gray veil over their faces. And that's because of all the refined foods. Because there's not enough good stuff in the body to be building new skin.
I always say if you just start with your water, just get your water intake right at first, and then you will immediately see a change.
Yeah. And then
you have to see how these people look now. Their wrinkles have become less prominent mm-hmm. because the more omegas you eat, so your omegas, you come from your fish, your oily fish. No, you don't need the expensive salmon that is 300 rand per kilo. You don't need that. Buy you pilchards. Mm-hmm. Buy you sardines and things like that. The reason I'm so very much for pilchards, sardines, mackerel and things like that is because they are smaller fish, so they have a shorter lifespan, so they have less chance of collecting mercury as they get older.
Uh-huh.
Because we have a problem with mercury in fishes, fish like tuna and yes. salmon and things like that. So go for the smaller fish. With the smaller fish, you can also eat the bones, so there's more calcium again.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those little benefits, it just adds on. It has a whole effect at the end of the day. What else is there?
Sure, that is like a load to put in. And it's better, like you say, to have the fresh produce yes. rather than in, like, you know, those tablets and things like that.
Yeah.
However, is it possible to take everything in? Because what if you need a boost? Is that okay?
It is okay to have a boost now and then. Mm-hmm. But if you're having a balanced diet.
Yes.
And that is, like we gave an example the other day. So you start off your day with your green juice, or you have some oats. You have some legumes in your diet, beans, which is really good for mm-hmm. anti-aging.
Uh-huh.
Beans are really good for anti-aging. Yes.
Sugar beans.
Any beans, good for anti-aging. So beans, so your legumes, your good legumes. You have your good protein, which is your chicken, turkey, your fish. So your pilchards, your mackerel, your sardines.
A note. We are on Instagram Live as well. And you've actually got a note here from Waleed Manuel, and he's a health coach.
Yeah.
At least it says he's a health coach. He says, wow, awesome advice with regard to eating the smaller fish, avoiding the mercury.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, and it's cheaper. These... So much hype and marketing around having specialized foods and things like that. But you need the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, another vegetable, tomatoes. Tomatoes are really good for you.
They're acidic?
They are acidic, but if you cook them, mm-hmm. you break down that.
Yes, all right.
Right? So tomatoes...
That's why you always get a cooked
yes.
tomato for breakfast when you go to the restaurant.
And yes, I don't eat raw tomatoes, but that's because of the taste. But roast some tomatoes mm-hmm. with some olive oil. So once you roast a tomato, it releases
antioxidant.
Too much big words in skincare. That's called lycopene. So there was big hype around lycopene and its anti-cancerous benefits as well. So it's one of those good antioxidants also. So when you do tomatoes, roast them, a little bit of dried basil, a little bit of salt. Please don't add sugar. Please don't add sugar to sugar tomatoes. The tomatoes have natural sugars.
I've never had sugar with my tomatoes.
You'll be surprised how many people add sugar to things like butternut. Carrots, things that, which are naturally sweet.
Uh-huh. I know, I've heard with butternut and cinnamon and yeah.
Yeah. But once you roast it, it releases its own caramelized sugars. Mm-hmm. So you don't need that. So have some tomatoes, sprinkle some basil on it, a little bit of salt, and then olive oil. Roast it nice and slowly in your oven, about 120 degrees. And then you add that to a spinach salad.
Mm-hmm.
Add your tuna in, add your fish, add some protein, and there you have again a full balanced meal, a low carb meal as well. That's packed.
Mm. Wow.
Packed with vitamin C, packed with lycopene.
Yes, and it's the vitamins you need for your skin.
Correct.
And all-around health, really, because you're cleaning yourself from the inside out.
From the inside out.
Mariam, from a perspective of people who've been eating junk for such a long time, and they decide, now I want to start cleaning myself from inside out,
yeah.
right? And you do find that some people start having breakouts. Why is that?
So when you start having breakouts, so... That is when your liver is now actually working. So sometimes mm-hmm. when you get a breakout and you are busy detoxing, you know that your liver is doing its job. So you're detoxing now and it starts coming out. Some people get sick when they're detoxing.
Oh, all right.
Some people actually start like getting a throat infection or something, but that is your body now getting
rid of
all the toxins.
Yeah, I thought when I start exercising, I always get like flu-like symptoms.
Yes, and the people like...
I thought maybe I was allergic.
Yeah,
you know?
Allergic to exercise. Yeah, because people start exercising like, oh, but now why am I feeling sick all of a sudden? No, no, no. That's your body now getting rid of all that rubbish and all that junk. So just continue, persevere. The same like when you're doing a detox and all of a sudden you'll start sweating too much, or you get pimples, or you get a breakout, or you get hives. There's always something that's going to happen during a detox. Mm-hmm. But that is your body's natural way of just getting rid of all that toxins that have built up over the months, over the years, and things like that. That's why they also say, just as a sideline, never detox when you're breastfeeding.
Oh.
Because you never want that to go into your milk.
Yes, right.
So, mm-hmm. Just as a side note.
Gosh. And sometimes it seems so difficult to not change, because it's a lifestyle change.
Yes.
Because you're no longer eating as much junk.
Correct.
You're going to be eating less junk. It's so difficult for some people to scratch everything out. However, I would again say scratch everything out for at least a month, because what you're doing is actually training your brain to feel, think, and see food in a different manner.
Correct.
So that spinach and those lettuce and those beans and the tomato, they start to taste different.
Correct.
And you actually start craving the right sort of sugar needs or energy or whatever rather than the wrong ones. And I've learned this from personal experience. I had no idea.
I've learned this all the time.
I know you live it. I can't stay away from a samosa. I know what it tastes like.
Yes.
I know. It's like, you know, it's part of my culture. It's part of who I am. You can't tell me
I need
to
have it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But then you realize, and once you start eating healthy and taking it in healthy, you suddenly begin to think about what you are doing to your body. That when I saw that samosa after eating well, I'm like, oh my gosh, this has been dripped in fat.
Yeah. Once you cook something that, then it's like,
you feel nauseous.
Yes, yes. The same thing. I remember many years ago, so I don't really bake, but then I baked a cake, and then my husband was watching me, and he told me, is that all the sugar and the oil that goes into a cake?
Mm.
And I was like, yeah. And he's like, but he'll eat the cake, but now that he knows how much butter and sugar
it becomes.
But once you actually make it, that's why I say get in touch with your food.
So it's like making intelligent choices when it comes to your food.
So the other day, let me tell you this quickly. The other day, so I've never sugared a bolao kusisa in my entire life.
All right. Oh, gosh.
So I got donuts because I was craving homemade donuts. So I got donuts from a friend. And then I came home and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sugar it. I'm like, how do you sugar donuts? And they told me 1 cup of water, 1 cup of sugar. And I was like, what? 1 whole cup of sugar with 1 water? Okay. So I decided to be smart. I'm like, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1.5 cups of water. I give Zay the donut. He's like, are these diabetic donuts? What did you do? It tastes like nothing. And I was like, oh. I said, I just adjusted.
Less sugar.
Yeah, less sugar.
Because there's no syrup on it. It's just water.
Water donut. That's disgusting.
So if we look at what we've just been discussing, the benefits of homemade products from inside or even from out, it's taking control over what goes into your body. And there are such wonderful ingredients like Maria mentioned. There's spinach. There's these legumes. There's your tomatoes. All of these have great benefits for your skin. And it's less expensive. You don't have to buy the most expensive thing on your in the shopping aisles. And it also reduces the chemical buildup, if I'm correct.
Correct.
Okay, we are going to go for a quick break, and then we're going to return talking about what you take in and how it affects your skin.
Autumn is the time when everything bursts with its last bit of beauty, as if nature has been saving up all year for the grand finale. It's also time when you can enhance the beauty of your home with tiles from the fantastic autumn specials at Malls Tiles. Save on the largest range of tiles and transform your home. To view the latest trends and specials, visit MallsTiles.com or find us on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter. Malls Tiles, great tiles at great prices.
Giza Repairs, Giza Replacement, Giza Upgrade. Come to Giza World for all your Giza solutions. We are heat tech specialists and suppliers of 150 liter geyser packs, including the 5-year geyser, 2 vacuum breakers,
and a pressure valve for as low as 2,750 Rand. Geyser World, supplies of geysers, fittings and spares. Find us at Shop 51, Belgravia Road, Athlone, or call 021-823-9020. Geyser World, your one-stop geyser shop.
When you need a panel beater, you want peace of mind. Alpha Body Works is approved by all major insurance companies. We're also VW approved because our collision repair center produces exceptional results, backed by superior service. Not only do we collect and deliver your vehicle, we have 18 courtesy cars for your convenience. Alpha Body Works is simply steps above the rest. Call 021-691-9333 or visit alphabodyworks.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
The Voice of the Cape will be broadcasting live from Boxer Superstore, Town Centre, Mitchell's Plain, on Saturday the 13th of May between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. and then again from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Come and join us for a one-stop shopping experience. That's The Voice of the Cape broadcasting live from Boxer Superstore, 14 Symphony Walk, Town Centre, Mitchell's Plain, on Saturday the 13th of May between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. and then again from 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. See you there.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.
Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.
Welcome back. This is Cover Mode. I'm your host, Rashan Isaacs, and we are chatting to Mariam Jacquet Harris of Cooked Inc. And such great, beneficial information that she's served up. And all good for the skin, and really breaking it down in terms of using fresh produce rather than, you know, your chemical and your even the tablet forms as well, because even they are chemically well, some of them have chemicals in them as well.
Yeah.
We do have someone here that's asked on Insta Live. Assalamu alaikum. Can Mariam advise on what is best to eat for someone who has hormonal issues? And that also comes out on Breakout. So yeah, in terms of, you know, what kinds of things you eat, but I'm
for hormones, I'm not too sure, but I know with hormonal things, I'll stay away from dairy because, you know, dairy has is loaded actually with hormones, especially the commercial dairy, because you know that they're feeding cows hormones all the time, uh-huh, so that they keep on producing the milk, and obviously you drink that milk and it goes into your system. That's the only thing where food is concerned, what I'll cut out. But other than that, I think a dermatologist for hormones to see just how to balance it.
All right. Okay, that's great. And in terms of, I mean, I think we can get into recipes because everyone's wondering, what can we? While Mariam's going to talk about recipes that you can take in, I'll probably give you some recipes that you can use on the outside. Top five ingredients for your natural, organic, and homemade products. These are the top five. If you have any of these, then you are good to go. Coconut oil and off-air, we
did
mention.
Coconut oil for everything.
Yeah. I mean, as a moisturizer, as food, you can use them. Like, it's the perfect. In fact, I have a tub and I break that tub up into different, like, this one is for skin.
Yes.
This one is for the kitchen.
Different part of our home has a different tub of coconut
I'm
oil.
I'm also wondering if it can be used for household use as well. No.
I wonder.
But it's just going to make more grease. Never mind. Then honey. Honey is, like, again, in and outside.
Yes.
Essential oils you cannot take in, but it's definitely good, even just in your room, like as a room spray and things like that as well. Sugar for topical use. It's
for topical,
better.
Please don't eat the scrub.
It's better outside than it is for the inside. And food, lots of different foods.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned the like orange peels, oranges. All these things are also good for the outside. So let's go into sharing some recipes with you guys in terms of what you can take.
What you can eat. Mm. So one of the, I call it my glowing smoothie. So you do 2 cups of water, 1 tablespoon of flax seeds. Please try and buy the flax seed, the whole flax seed. Don't buy ground flax seed because it can go rancid pretty quickly.
And where do you get this?
Flax seeds you'll find at your Dis-Chem. You'll find it at Pick n Pay, Checkers, everywhere. Flax seed is quite a cheap seed. It's not as expensive. So flax seeds, at least a tablespoon per day.
Mm-hmm.
2 bananas, 2 cups of frozen raspberries, and 6 dates. Blend it all, and there we go.
Okay, repeat that once more.
2 cups of water, 1 tablespoon flaxseed, 2 bananas, 2 cups frozen raspberries, and 6 dates. And me, knowing me, I always put in spinach, so I put in a handful of spinach as well. But if
spinach goes with everything. You remind me of Popeye.
So you want to put in flaxseed again for your omega-3s. Your omega-3s is for your healthy skin, and it just plumps out your wrinkles from the inside.
Ah, wow.
Because you know you have a layer of fat in your dermis also. So that oils and things just goes there. So you want the good ones, and it just builds up your skin nicely.
So for people that have scarred or have, you know, recently just, you know, maybe cut themselves or, you know, in the kitchen.
Again, from the inside.
That sort of also works, just healing from the inside, right?
From the inside.
Okay, awesome. And maybe I'll just share on the outside in terms of what those ingredients that we mentioned, the 5 superfoods, which I said, the coconut oil, the honey, the essential oils, the sugar, the food, just so that you have a bigger idea as to what each of these things do for you. Like coconut oil is great for hair treatment. Besides, I mean, I think there's a longer list than this, so I'm not going to go into the long list. It's body treatment before bath. It's a nice, before you go into the bath, it will actually smooth your skin so nicely. Overnight treatment for knees, feet, and elbows, which are usually the areas that get dry or hard first. You can mix it with honey for deep wrinkles.
Okay.
And then just apply it on your skin as well. And, of course, the hand and foot treatment. In fact, you can actually use it on its own as a hand and foot treatment, or you can apply it with some other ingredients as well, if you want the smell of a citrusy or whatever. And then eye makeup remover.
Yes. That's what I
you know, when you're short
for.
Of your eye makeup wipe or
ingredients. But I only use that for my makeup at night. So I'll use my coconut oil and warm it. So I have a coconut oil ritual at night. So it's that, and then I'll massage it on and like massage for about 2 minutes. So just stimulate, then I'll take a warm face cloth.
And
then I'll wipe it off. So the warm face cloth acts as the exfoliator, and then my night cream.
Perfect.
And then I do the swishing of the mouth.
Oh, yes, that's
oil
really good for your,
Yes, so that's really good for the bacteria and
natural
things in your mouth.
As well, yes.
So you gargle for about, they say 20 minutes.
Oh,
I only got up to 5 minutes.
I don't think I can gargle for that.
Because you have this oil in your mouth.
Ew.
But I don't think it tastes so good. But it's so good for teeth and gums and things like that, gum health.
Mm-hmm.
So try that.
Okay, there we go. Another one. Of course, massage oil.
Yeah.
And shaving.
Really?
Yes, shaving. I mean, think of it. It's naturally, it's oily, so it's easier to shave with. It's a shaving, like, cream thing. Yeah. Honey, we know, moisturizing for clarifying, just bringing out the glow as well. Anti-inflammatory.
Yes.
It's antibacterial, and it's full of antioxidants, and we spoke a lot about antioxidants as well. Then honey can also be used in bath soak, as a hair treatment, body moisturizer, cuticle cream, and sunburn treatment.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, in fact, the other day I was looking for sunburn, what do they call it?
After sun.
Yes, sun. And we always have honey. There's like, so whenever you need anything, you already have the ingredients. It's just, you know.
No, we have the family joke, like with my sister's children, anybody sick. And then, because she uses honey for everything.
I think this is a teaspoon thing.
Everything.
Yeah.
And then the little one was sick and whatever, and she was vomiting. And we're like, I hope you're not just giving the child honey. Are you taking him to the doctor? I gave her some honey. For everything. Cut.
But it's,
everything.
Yes.
She uses the honey on there also. Everything is just
And that is a
honey.
Great internal and external.
Yeah.
A great use for that. And then essential oils. These are the oils you cannot take in. Essential oils not only helps remedy skin, but can have an effect on your mood as well, which is why I say, like, you know, when you go for spa treatment and they always... In fact, I think I went on Saturday. They said breathe in, and when I breathed in, it was eucalyptus.
Oh, nice!
Like a deep breath in of eucalyptus. So it's literally cleared up all the sinuses. So yes, it can have an effect on your mood, and it can increase the pampering effect of homemade treatments.
Okay.
So lang lang, we know, tea tree. It's you know, these are lavender, lemongrass, rosehip seed oil. Those are some of the oils. I'm not going to go into what each of them do, but for example, lang lang stimulates cell growth and it's good for acne.
Okay.
So we're not going to go into too much of that. What I am going to share with you is sugar is not good for your insides, like we said, but great as an exfoliation on the skin. Brown sugar is softer than granulated sugar, than the white sugar, so it's best for body scrubs. I'm going to share with you a soothing peppermint scrub. So you take 1 cup of granulated sugar, then about, say, a little bit of coconut oil. Now, you're going to make a little mixture, so it's not too watery and it's not too
like
lumpy or whatever. It's a nice paste, right? So 1 cup granulated sugar, enough coconut oil. This is where you're going to start formulating your paste. And 10 drops of peppermint essential oil.
Okay.
So you get these essential oils in the little bottles and things like that. And you mix your sugar and your oil until you get the desired consistency. Add essential oil drops and store in a jar so you can use it for a nice period of time. And you can use it on your body and your feet. And that is like great as a nice exfoliation scrub.
Yeah.
The thing with natural ingredients is you can only use it for about, say, 6 months.
Yeah.
Because remember, there's no
preservatives
or anything in. We're back here on Cover Mode talking about skincare, but really with what food we take in and how it affects your skin. While I covered what you put on top of your skin, Mariam's been covering what you take inside. So what do we have next on the list?
The next one is UV.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. Okay, let's see what you have.
So we all know that we must put on sunblock every day. I hope you all know that sunblock is only, it's for
every
day.
Even if the clouds are out.
Even if it's winter, it's not only for the beach. So I do a 50-plus sunblock every single day. But how you can improve your actual UV barrier of your own skin? So where you actually create your own UV barrier from what you eat. So eating your red, yellow, and orange foods.
All right.
So we're speaking about red pepper, which is really good because it has lots of vitamin C, so you're getting a double benefit as well. You're doing things like carrots, which has your beta carotene, which is for vitamin A and things like that. And then you have your, what did I say, red, yellow, and then your yellow.
All right.
So your yellow peppers, yellow patucans, things like that.
Sometimes those are the ones that I take off the sandwiches. Now when I must eat them.
Which ones do you take off?
The yellow. I mean, they always put peppers on everything.
But that's because people put it raw.
Yes,
I have no problem with having raw vegetables, but at least roast it for some
people. Yes, it is a little bit softer.
Yes.
It's not
or if they put or if they do raw vegetables and they're putting it in big chunks and things like that, or salads is with big chunks. You want to eat bite-sized food. So we're speaking about building up our UV barrier. So your red, yellow, and orange foods.
All right.
Try and eat that. And it's red, yellow, and orange vegetables.
Is red or purple?
That's purple.
Okay.
That falls in the purple. Another great antioxidant, better than blueberries and cheaper, are prunes.
Ah, doesn't that make it?
But that's good. We want to get
detoxing, detox.
But it has more antioxidants than blueberries. So 5 to 6 prunes a day. You can even throw that in your smoothie instead of your dates. Because you still want to keep your sugar content, even though it's unrefined sugars, you still want to keep that limited if you're not exercising. What else is there that we have? We covered our flax seeds that in our smoothie. We have our vitamin C. What else do we have? Collagen we covered. Vitamin A. I think that's about it. So just to end off, you need to have a balanced diet. It needs to be holistic. You need to have everything. So, yes, we're speaking about healthy skin only today. But if you see what we spoke about the last time compared to now, it's basically the same shopping list. So if you're eating a balanced, unrefined diet on a daily basis, you'll see benefits not only in your skin, but in your health,
the way you glow, the way you move, you know, you don't become like all sluggish and things yes. like that.
Good and all that, and it's in your heart and the oxygen that you like,
all
it's,
of
it's,
that.
Yeah, it, what's the, it's what the food provides the rest of your body.
Correct. And then same with exercise. Like if you finish exercising, you have this red glow, you like glowing, and that, and that's because that's your blood now pumping. You're sweating, so you're naturally cleaning out all your pores and things like that. Your blood is pumping, so there's the oxygen and the minerals and things is getting to your skin. So eat healthy, exercise, just start, and just start. Cutting out the refined stuff. Because all the rubbish that you do eat, that means your body is using that as its building blocks.
Mm.
So junk in, junk out.
And then it's not really building anything. It's actually building. Breaking it apart.
Yes, because then it causes inflammation in your body.
And that's why we sit with cellulite and we sit with fat in all the wrong places. And I'm just going there.
wait. Another recipe. One of the best anti-inflammatory recipes is golden milk.
Mm-hmm.
It started taking off now in Cape Town, a turmeric latte.
Golden milk.
Yes, turmeric latte.
Okay.
So it's like the newest, the buzz thing.
Okay.
Fashionable
foods.
You know. What's hot at the moment?
Yes. Changing.
So you take fresh turmeric root, which you check has even started stocking now, fresh turmeric root. If not, get it from the lady at the Salt River Market. She always stocks fresh turmeric root. If not, you don't get the turmeric that...
The packets.
Yeah.
All right.
If you are going to get one from a wellness, an organic one, an unrefined one. So you get that. You make a paste. So you make a paste with some pepper. It needs pepper in black pepper because the black pepper helps the turmeric inside, like activate and things like that. So you make a paste with that and some water. You add it to your milk of choice. So it's coconut milk, almond milk, raw milk, or even just water if you don't want to do any of the milks. Add some fresh ginger. A pinch of cardamom and some cinnamon, and then you boil that and drink that at night. The anti-inflammatory benefits are huge. I use it more for sore muscles, but yeah, because sore muscles are again also an inflammation in
yes.
the body.
Yes. Okay.
So for anti-inflammatory reasons, you'll have that, which will also be good for your skin. So.
Okay, I hope everyone has recorded this, or, well, I know I have. And I hope that you've taken notes down, because this really, it gives you almost a kickstart.
Yeah.
We've covered so many things within this one program that you can almost just spread out for the rest of the week and just try little things at the time. In fact, the first thing you can do is go look in the fridge and try and get rid of all that refined foods. You know, if you can start with
and pour yourself a glass of water.
Yes, first pour yourself a glass of water.
I know there's water restrictions, but...
And can you believe that's all we have time for today? We've been cleansing you from inside out with Mariam Jakut Harris and me, Rashan Isaacs. Say assalamu alaikum.
Where am I?
There you are. Sorry, we're also on Insta Live, just sharing with you everything that we're doing in the studio, so you get a close at hand experience of what's happening in the studio. From me, Rashan Isaacs, we join you again next Monday with Mariam Jakut Harris for the second of the 3-part series, and we'll be chatting again about skin care and what foods are good for that. Assalamu alaikum, and chat to you again next week.
Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, and faith. This is Cover Mode.